So the common two assumptions that are popular in public policy circles are the way to get rid of fossil fuel use. One is to develop non-fossil energy sources, which would include renewables like wind and solar, but also things like nuclear. And the assumption there is if we produce those alternative energy sources, they will push out fossil fuel energy sources because we have a set demand for energy. But I think there's a lot of theoretical and empirical reasons to believe that by adding new energy sources, we actually spur energy use, that energy isn't used simply because it's demanded, but because it's supplied. And I think you can actually think of an example of that, which I didn't mention in my talk, with the development of dams in the Northwest in the 30s. It was a time of economic depression. A lot of that was driven by an effort to create jobs. And so they create the power, and then once they've created all this power, they need to find uses for it, which was connected then with the huge aluminum development and other ways of developing it. So the second issue then is efficiency, that of course all else equal, if we take less energy to produce the same things, we'll use less energy. But in many ways, efficiency can be connected with also expanding consumption of use, that once you make things more effective or more efficient, it makes them more cost effective to invest in. So often the improvement of efficiency leads to expansion of production, and then a rise in consumption. Is that okay?